Track 34.
Achievement Test 2. Listening. Listen to part of an interview with Gavin Smallwood, a local councillor. Complete sentences 1 to 8 by writing one or two words from the interview in each space.
Good morning and welcome to this week's Have Your Say. I'm delighted to welcome Gavin Smallwood, one of our local councillors, to the programme.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So, Gavin, lots of complaints about traffic in our area.
Absolutely, I can understand it. After all, congestion at peak times is the most serious issue we face in the town centre. We're looking into introducing a charge so that motorists will have to pay to drive in. According to our research, most journeys undertaken here are less than 3 miles, so I would say that in fact the majority would be better off taking public transport instead of hopping into their cars to get across town. And of course, those who walk or cycle should be encouraged to continue. A number of cycle paths have recently been opened, which means that you can easily cycle without having to negotiate the heavy traffic. We've had good feedback, and though it's early days yet, we are confident that more people will start using pedal power.
But wouldn't a congestion charge be another nail in the coffin of local businesses? Many of our listeners have written in about the soullessness of the town centre now there are so many for rent signs up.
True, and it is one of our main priorities to regenerate the town centre so that it is as vibrant as it used to be. And to do that, we have to encourage visitors to return. Unfortunately, a lot of shoppers choose to go to the retail park on the outskirts of town, where parking is cheaper and everything is more easily accessible. We are naturally aware of the impact this has had on local shops, and we're in the process of putting together a package which will provide financial incentives. This will be launched at a public meeting next Friday, and everyone is welcome to attend.
Moving on to crime, which is another hot topic these days. Although there are increasing numbers of CCTV cameras, judging from the number of complaints we've received, few people feel that they really make any difference.
According to the recent crime figures issued by the police, the situation has improved with graffiti and vandalism on the decline. But yes, we agree, there is still a long way to go.
Another burning issue is that of housing, or rather the shortage of it.
As a matter of urgency, we will be building 300 homes this year, the affordable kind, with another 300 to follow. These have been earmarked for first-time buyers and those on low incomes.
Yes, and I'm sure you've noticed the rise in the number of homeless people who are sleeping rough. What about them?
We've just opened a new hostel with 15 beds for them.
I see.
And in addition, we're working with the local education and skills office to help the jobless get back into employment. We're determined to create new jobs in the local economy so that our town returns to being a centre for commerce and industry.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm afraid we've run out of time. Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you.